Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Wealthy Web Writer teleconference series. This is Rebecca Matter. I'm joined today by Master B2B Copywriter Steve Slonwhite, and today we're going to take a look at the business-to-business market and learn how it's possible to make $1,250 a day as a web writer writing for this industry. Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Rebecca.
Great. So before we dive in, I just want to do a quick intro in case anyone isn't familiar with you.
Okay.
For those of you listening in for your first time, Steve is an award-winning copywriter, author, and marketing expert with 15 years of experience. His clients, past and present, include Hewlett-Packard, UPS, Scott's Directories, Forbes, Sprint, Hoover's Media Publishing, and dozens of others. Steve is the author of such popular books as Start and Run a Copywriting Business, The Everything Guide to Writing Copy, and my personal favorite, The Wealthy Freelancer. He's also the creator of AWI's very popular program, Secrets of Writing High-Performance B2B Copy. In addition to his corporate work, Steve works with hundreds of aspiring and established freelance writers and copywriters each year, helping them learn copywriting and grow their businesses through his courses, seminars, and coaching programs. Quite an extensive resume, Steve, so thank you so much for being here again today.
It's my pleasure.
So just to make sure everybody's on the same page, I'd like to start at the very beginning before we jump into the web opportunities. Can you give us an overview of what the B2B market is?
Yeah, well, B2B, obviously, as many of the audience members know, is an acronym for business to business, and it basically refers to businesses that sell products and services to other businesses rather than to consumers like you and I. And a really good example of a typical business-to-business company is a former client of mine, cardscan.com. You can actually go on the net and look them up. It's cardscan, C-A-R-D-scan.com. And that is a fairly typical business-to-business company. They produce a little gadget that reads the information off a business card and puts that information on your computer, so you don't have to type it in again. And business people use this, sales forces use this, big companies buy these products in volume for their executives and their sales force. And if you go on their website, you'll see that company churns out a ton of marketing materials, and especially web marketing materials to help promote those products. They have newsletters, they have online video, they have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of web pages. They have case studies and white papers and the whole gambit. So that's a very good, typical example of a B2B company.
And so what about other examples? Are there, other companies, some that maybe we're not thinking of when we think of B2B?
Sure. When I said CardScan is typical, they have a little technology gadget. It's a product, and that's what most people think of when they think of business to business. But it doesn't tell the full story. Of course, there are many business-to-business product companies, B2B companies that make and sell software and industrial components and computer hardware and office furniture and all kinds of business products like that, and business publications as well. But there's also a big segment of the B2B market, a lot of B2B companies that sell services like consulting services, training, legal services, accounting services. You know, there is a accounting firm just down the street from me, a small firm that does accounting and bookkeeping for all the businesses, well, for businesses in my area, and that's a B2B company. They sell a service. So there's products, there's also services. And here's another segment that a lot of copywriters miss, and that is B2B divisions of companies who we normally think of as consumer or B2C companies. For example, hotels have a huge business-to-business side to them. Of course, they rent hotel rooms to people like you and I, but they also do a lot of business with business travelers, and they book conferences and things of that nature. That's business-to-business. And in fact, they often have a whole separate list of marketing materials and separate sections on their website that caters to their business, the business side of their business. Insurance companies, golf resorts, real estate companies, they all have this business-to-business side to them that as consumers we sometimes don't see. So there's a lot of B2B companies.
It sounds like the market is huge. And so just to illustrate the size and scope, is there a number of how many B2B companies maybe are out there or the size of the market?
Yeah, I did some research recently with a business information company called InfoUSA.com, and according to their database, there's over 5 million B2B companies in the United States and Canada. That's quite a number. Now, I know some listeners may be thinking, well, 5 million, but a lot of them may be puny small companies and they wouldn't be good clients for me. Okay, well, if you sift through that and you just focus on those companies that have 50 or more employees. So once a B2B company has 50 or more employees, you're into a decent-sized company, a mid-sized to larger company. There are over 240,000 of those companies throughout the United States and Canada.
Wow.
that have 50 or more employees. Now, what does those numbers really mean to a web writer? What does that mean to you as a freelance web writer? Well, what that means is that there are probably dozens, if not hundreds, and perhaps even thousands of these mid-sized to large business-to-business companies in your area or in your state or in your province. So, there's a lot of them nearby. It's a big, big market.
Very cool. And so why is this market so great for web writers?
Well, two reasons. High demand and low supply. It's that, the classic formula in economics for a great opportunity, that there's a high demand for your services and there's low supply. I mean, there's not a lot of competition. Let's talk about demand. If you check out cardscan.com, that's a very good example. Business-to-business companies tend to produce a lot of marketing communications, marketing stuff to help sell their products and services. They produce emails and newsletters and web pages and autoresponders and online advertising and online videos and a whole spectrum of marketing materials to help sell their products and services. They never rely on one thing like an ad or a sales letter or an email. They produce a whole range of marketing stuff to help promote each one of their products. So they're constantly churning out this stuff. And, of course, all this stuff needs to be written by someone. In fact, there is a major association in the United States, the Business Marketing Association. That is the association for business-to-business marketers. People call it the BMA. And the BMA estimates, you can see this right on their website, they estimate that business-to-business marketers in the U.S. spend approximately $85 billion a year to promote their goods and services. That's a direct quote from their site. So you can see the money they spend on marketing their goods and services means that they're producing a lot of marketing stuff that needs to be written by someone. So that's what I mean by high demand. And what I mean by low supply is that, there isn't enough qualified business-to-business writers to satisfy this demand. I just got an email about an hour ago from a company in Belgium, of all places, asking me if I knew any good B2B copywriters because he heard through another contact that I'm part of a B2B copywriters forum. We're going to talk about that in a little later on in the class, I know. But it's interesting how word's getting around. B2B marketing managers, B2B companies are really having difficulties finding good writers, especially web writers, and especially web writers who understand how to write B2B copy. They're really struggling in that area. I get calls all the time. Because these B2B companies, they just don't want any writer, and they just don't want any web writer. They want a web writer who understands B2B copywriting, and they're finding that hard. They're finding it hard. There just isn't enough writers out there who have those credentials. So high demand, low supply.
Sounds like an amazing opportunity for our members then.
Oh, it certainly is.
So we talked about the market demand and income potential, but what are some other reasons why web writers should consider this market?
Well, for many reasons, it's a lot easier to break into writing for business-to-business companies than it is to break into most other web writing markets. That's just my opinion, but I find it a lot easier. There's many reasons for that. Obviously, it's not a cakewalk. I mean, you just can't hang a shingle, call yourself a B2B writer, and all these clients will come beating a path to your door. No business is like that. Obviously, you have to do certain things and do them well in order to be successful as a B2B copywriter. But there's a lot of doors open to you. Like I said, there's 5 million companies out there. You're not going to ever run out of prospects. You're not going to ever run out of opportunities. So there's a lot of doors available that you can break into. Break into the market, not break into...
Break down the doors.
You know, not burgle them. but you know what I mean. There's a lot of opportunity. It's not like a small little niche where, you know, there's only a few good clients and there's a lot of competition. It's not like that at all. There's all kinds of B2B companies. And that makes it easier to break into and be successful in this market simply because it's so large. And also another reason that I think appeals to a lot of web writers in particular and copywriters in general is that this really is a no-hype copywriting market. In business to business, you don't find that strong, hard sell, emotionally charged, Ginzu knife salesman kind of copy. You know, that kind of emotionally charged, hard sell copy is appropriate for some markets. It really is. But for B2B, it isn't. And if you're the kind of web writer who is a little uncomfortable with writing what some people call salesy copy, this hard sell copy, and if you're a little uncomfortable writing that kind of copy and more comfortable with writing the kind of copy that's more informational and explanatory and educational and soft sell, then you'll love writing for the B2B market because that's what it's all about.
Well, so let's actually go in and talk about the projects and things. I assume B2B companies, you know, need websites and emails. That makes sense. But are there other types of web projects that are unique to this market?
There certainly are. But let's talk about websites and emails because that's a big part of it. Business-to-business companies with their websites, check out some business-to-business company websites. One characteristic you'll find is that they're huge. There's a lot of B2B companies have websites that have dozens, sometimes hundreds of pages, sometimes thousands of pages. A B2B company that has, for example, 10 products in the product line, for each product, they'll have a whole section with containing several pages on their website. And sometimes for each market that they go after for each product, they'll have a separate section on their website, and it goes on and on, it just multiplies. So there's a lot of web writing to do for the website itself. There's a big demand right there. And also, business-to-business marketers are the largest email marketers in the world. They do more email marketing than any other sector. They use email extensively because obviously business people, the people that they're selling to, use email a lot. Business people use email a lot, so they use email in their marketing. So they produce email newsletters, email promos, email autoresponders. If you're going to write for this market, you're going to be writing a lot of emails. You know, which is fun. I enjoy writing emails.
And they're fast and easy, yeah.
They're fast and easy and profitable. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Even better.
probably one of the most profitable projects you can get. But here are some other unique projects that you'll come across as a web writer in this market. Writing ghostwriting blogs, ghostwriting email newsletters, ghostwriting articles for the website, brochures. But in downloadable format, a lot of companies are no longer creating print brochures. What they're creating is an electronic version of their brochure, sometimes in PDF format, and they'll have that available on their website as a download. The web writers are writing brochures now for these companies. Online advertising. B2B companies are the largest online advertisers, so you'll be writing banner ads, which often is just one or two sentences long. Little ads for email newsletters, Google advertising, search engine advertising, things like that. Landing pages. One of the funnest projects that has come up recently, and it's where B2B companies really need help, is online videos. B2B companies are almost at a state of being desperate to find good writers who know how to write a good script for these short online videos that you'll see on B2B websites. Again, if you go to cardscan.com, on their front page, there's an example. They have an online video there. I think it's a 30-second video. That's a big market. And also case studies and white papers. Case studies are product success stories. They're written just like an article, and they just tell the story of how a product was successful for a particular customer. That's a case study. And white papers are a longer article. It's like a 7 or 8 page article that B2B companies produce as well and make available on their websites. So you get all these unique kind of projects. If you like variety, you'll love the B2B market. There's so many different kinds of projects you can get involved in.
And it sounds, yeah, like one client could actually turn out lots of projects if people are using all of these items that you mentioned integrate so well into each other in a complete marketing mix.
Well, that's it. They all connect. It's not like one company uses only email newsletters and another company only does advertising.
Yeah.
One company for one product can produce all these things. It can produce an email newsletter, an article about the product, a brochure, an online video demo of the product, a case study for the product, a white paper for the product. They'll do social media stuff for the product. They do all these things for this one product. And some B2B companies have dozens and dozens of products to promote. So that's what I meant by a lot of marketing materials that need to be written.
I'm already sold. This is such an exciting market, and I'm only like a quarter of the way through the interview, so I'm very excited about this already. But so let's actually talk now about the actual copywriting. What's so different between B2B web copy and web copy targeting consumers? Is there a real difference?
Oh, yes, there definitely is a difference. There's some similarities, but there's some important differences as well. And if you don't know those differences and know how to apply those differences well, you'll run into problems trying to do well in the B2B market. But let me just share three of the most important differences with you. There's one difference is the obvious one. The target audience. When you're writing for a business-to-business company, you're writing a brochure or a website or an email that's targeting business people, not consumers. And business people are a little different when it comes to how they make decisions and how they make buying decisions. They have what I refer to sometimes as a split personality. And here's what I mean by it. It doesn't mean they're psychotic. Here's what I mean by that is that when they're making a buying decision, they obviously take into account the needs of the business that they're working for. So they make decisions based on business needs, business interests, business criteria. But they also make buying decisions based on their own personal needs and interests as well. So there's really two sides to it, their business needs and their personal needs. And it can be tricky to write copy that appeals to both sides of that split personality. It's a little complex. I'll just give you a quick example just to clarify that. Say, for example, you're writing for a company that manufactures forklift trucks. Okay. If you're a business buyer, let's say you're the VP of production for a large manufacturer and you're looking at purchasing these forklift trucks, what are you going to consider when you're thinking about purchasing those forklift trucks? Well, you may be thinking about business needs, which is increased productivity. You're thinking, these forklift trucks are going to make us 20% more productive. Therefore, my company will make more money. We'll have a competitive advantage because these forklift trucks are 20% more productive. So that's a business need. But that VP of production is a human being, and he's also thinking about personal needs. And he may be thinking, If I purchase these new fleet of forklift trucks, that means I have to get involved in staff training because they're new trucks and a new technology. And I have to train my staff. I may have to stay late after work planning this training program and working with my staff. And my wife has already complained that I'm not home for dinner enough because I'm working too much. And these are a lot of extra hours. Do I really want to get into this right now? Maybe I can put it off till next year. So those are personal needs that are coming into play. So you see how when you write copy, you got to take into account those business needs and those personal needs. Now, there are very simple techniques, copywriting techniques you can use to accomplish that. There's no mystery to this. It's very simple techniques to do that, but you do got to know those techniques. Another difference, the number two difference, is that you're writing copy. You very rarely write copy to try to get a direct sale. Very rarely will you write a letter or an email or a sales page on a website to try to get a sale right away because business products tend to be expensive, tends to be more of a longer buying process. So the stuff that you're writing is often very educational or designed to generate interest in the product, but not really designed to try to sell the product right at that moment. So it's that, a lot of the projects you handle is like that. You're not trying to get a sale. Instead, you're trying to generate interest or get a lead or educate the prospect, which, frankly, makes the writing a little bit easier.
That does sound a little bit easier to me to not have to worry about that real strong, hard sell close.
Yeah, and less pressure because you're not being your client's not coming back to you and say, hey, you wrote this sales copy, it didn't work.
Right.
You know, you don't get that kind of thing, or it didn't generate very many orders for us. You don't really get into that with B2B. And finally, the third thing is the style, the writing style. It's really not as emotionally driven as it would be on some consumer markets. I like to say that the style you need to achieve is what I call business conversational. And again, it's a very easy style to achieve, and there's very specific tips on how to do that, but you do got to know how to do that. So those are basically the three biggest differences: the target audience, the fact that you're not trying to get a direct sale all the time, and the writing style itself.
Okay, so now let's break up one of these common, I think, misperceptions of B2B.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be very dull writing? It doesn't sound very sexy to me.
Well, that's right. Well, you know what? It probably isn't sexy in a lot of ways, but it depends on your point of view. I mean, there are some B2B companies that sell highly technical products, very complex products, enterprise software or chemical processing equipment or something like that. And if you're interested in that stuff, well, that's great. But if you're not interested in that stuff, you may find it dull or even intimidating. But don't worry. Don't let that stop you from getting into the B2B market, because the majority, believe it or not, of B2B companies sell products and services that are not the least bit technical or dull at all. You know, I write mainly for business-to-business professional service companies. I don't write for software companies or technical companies anymore. I write for service companies, consulting firms and training firms and publishers and people like that. In fact, my biggest client right now is a client that runs marketing seminars for real estate agents.
Yeah.
You know, and very, very fun company to write for. I get involved with a lot of great projects, but none of those projects are technical. You know, they're seminars. So, but it's still B2B.
That's so cool. Okay.
Yeah. So the bottom line, though, just to summarize, if you love technology, there's a place for you. If you hate technology, there's also a place for you in the beginning.
I like it. It's good for all. So now let's get into the question I'm sure is on everybody's mind right now. I want to talk about money. What are the going rates for typical B2B web writing projects?
Well, you get paid peanuts in this market. No, I'm just kidding with you, Rick.
Well, let's end this call right now.
I wouldn't be in the market if that was true. No, in fact, I find that B2B companies pay web writers very, very well. In fact, I find that they're more willing and certainly more able to pay top professional rates to web writers than a lot of other markets. Again, that's my opinion, but I find that generally among B2B companies. B2B companies want to work with professionals, and they know if they need to work with professionals and they want to work with professionals, that means paying professional rates. So the rates are very, very good in this market generally for almost all the projects. Let me give you just three examples. An email designed to generate interest in a product, not sell the product, but generate interest in a product. Let's say that email is about maybe a page long, maybe a page and a half long. You can get about $750 to $1,500 to write an email like that for a B2B company. And you could probably complete that email from start to finish in a morning, in a half a day. In fact, as we mentioned earlier, Rebecca, I really love writing emails for companies. It's a fun project, and it's very lucrative when you're ready for B2B companies. Another type of project that's very common for B2B web writers to write is a case study. That sounds like an intimidating term, but it really just means a product success story, as I explained earlier. It's an article. It's a 750 to 1,000 word article about a product and how successful it was. And you can get $1,500 to $2,000 to write a product success story. And that makes that very lucrative. And again, you can get that done in a day. No
a
problem.
Day?
Yeah. I can get it done in half a day, but I'm very good at it. I've written a lot. You can get a case study done in a day. It's an article. If you can write an article in a day, you can write a case study in a day.
And you said $2,000?
$1,500 to $2,000 is the going rate.
$1,500 to $2,000 for a day.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. case studies are very lucrative. Some B2B web writers actually specialize just in writing case studies.
Understandably so.
Yeah. And here's the typical product, a web page product description. This is a typical page that describes a B2B product and its features and benefits. Again, you'll find examples of that on the cardscan.com site. And you can get about anywhere from $750 to $1,000 to write a web page product description. And that's usually 1 to 2 pages in length at most.
That is fantastic. So what about royalties, commissions? Is that possible as a web writer in the B2B market?
Well, no. I haven't seen that very often. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I think I've had one client that paid a commission on sales for the copy I've written for them as a B2B company. It just isn't common among B2B companies. They're not set up for it. It's not the norm. They just don't do that. They sometimes don't measure marketing as diligently as consumer direct marketers do, for example. So sometimes they just don't even have the numbers to track it. And plus, a lot of the work you do doesn't involve direct sales. So how do you compute, the sales that your copy helped generate? It's really just,
which was actually a benefit that you mentioned earlier, since you don't have that marketer calling you saying this
you don't
page
have that
didn't
pressure.
Convert the way we said it was going to.
That's right. You don't have that pressure.
Right.
So the money isn't made on commissions and royalties. Where the money is made is the great rates that you get for completing these projects and positioning yourself as a company's go-to web writer. Because in this market, clients tend to be very loyal. And if they come across a web writer who really knows how to write B2B copy well and they like their writing, they're going to give you all their business. They're going to come to you for everything. They're not going to look anywhere else. They're not going to go off and test another writer against you or anything like that. The B2B clients tend to be very loyal. They don't like looking for writers. They want to find one and then go with them. Yeah.
Easy button. I found my writer. That's it.
That's it. Now, the easy button.
So how much money can you actually make then realistically as, writing web copy for B2B companies?
Well, this is one of the surest – what I often say is that B2B is the surest road to a six-figure income as a freelance writer, working full-time, not part-time, but working full-time. And what I mean by that is that if you learn how to write good B2B copy and you promote yourself well and you do the right things, there's absolutely no reason why you can't be earning $100,000 a year plus as a freelance business-to-business copywriter. It's very achievable in this market. There are some other markets for copywriting where, let's face it, you got to become a bit of a superstar in order to get the really big rates. But in this market, if you're a good writer and promote yourself and you find the right clients, you can very quickly get to $100,000 a year. Most full-time B2B copywriters I know, and I know dozens and dozens and dozens, earn between $100,000 and $150,000 a year.
Not too shabby.
No, or more.
And being able to get there quickly, I think, is equally as important. Since like
that's right.
Said,
this isn't a lofty goal where you say, oh, someday, 10 years from now, I'll make $100,000. It's not like that. It's like this is what you should be making. It's assuming that you do the right things within a 3-year period, you should be up there.
I like that. Surest road to 6 figures. And then this market, we're talking no hype copy, loyalty of clients, and lots of clients to choose from. I am completely sold on the B2B market. So now I want to break in. What qualifications do you need to break into the market as a web writer?
Well, it's basically 3 qualifications. Obviously, you need to have a good foundation in web writing basics. And I believe you can get that from Nick Osborne's course. You need to be a good web writer and need to understand the fundamentals and the basics of web writing, writing for the web. Secondly, you need to promote yourself effectively to B2B clients. You need to know how to introduce your services to potential B2B clients and land those clients. The third thing you need to do, and perhaps the most important thing, is that you need to learn how to write effective business-to-business copy, because as we discussed, there's some important differences in the formats, differences in the approach, differences in the style and techniques. And you need, and those aren't difficult to learn, but you do need to learn them, because when it comes right down to it, you can go after this market, but if you don't know how to write good B2B copy, you're not going to get very far. even if you land your first assignment, you're going to fumble with it and the client will never use your services again, so what's the point? So that's probably the most important of the three.
Okay, and so now I'm prepared. I have learned the fundamentals of web writing and I've learned how to write B2B copy. Now, who are the clients? You mentioned CardScan and a couple of examples of companies, but who are the actual clients who hire me and how do I get them? How do I talk to them?
Well, let's start with the first half of your question. Who are the clients? There's basically three types of clients. For smaller business-to-business companies, and as I mentioned before, there's millions of those, you usually will be hired by the business owner. So that's the person that you talk to. Because a smaller B2B companies tend not to be large enough to have a full-time marketing manager on staff, so the business owner will wear that hat. And in fact, small B2B companies can be great clients. I mentioned one of my clients, my best client earlier, that's actually a small B2B company. It's not a large one. So small B2B companies can be great clients. The next type of client is mid-sized to larger companies. And when you're writing for mid-sized to larger companies, your client is usually the marketing manager or someone who has the word marketing in their job title. Marketing communications manager, marketing and public relations manager, marketing director, something like that. And here is another type of client that, frankly, a lot of web writers miss, and that is ad agencies and design firms who have B2B clients. There's over 4,000 mid-sized to larger ad agencies and design firms in the United States alone.
4,000?
4,000, yeah. And there's a big chunk of those have B2B clients. Now, as a rule, ad agencies and design firms really don't like to have their in-house writers handling B2B writing because there's just so much of it. They'd rather have their in-house writers work on those national ad campaigns and radio commercials and things like that.
Or they can win awards and things.
Yeah. So their in-house writers will be taking care of that, and they'll outsource the web copy and email newsletters and autoresponders and emails and case studies and that kind of work to trusted freelancers who really know how to write good B2B copy. So ad agencies and design firms can be an excellent market for copywriters. You can almost guarantee that just about every ad agency and design firm uses freelance copywriters at least from time to time. So those are the types of clients. Now, how do you land them?
Yeah, I want in.
First of all, if you don't have one already, you need a website these days. I read a statistic or a survey on MarketingSherpa.com. That's a big marketing publication. A couple of years ago that suggested that 2/3 of business buyers will check out a vendor's website before they call and email that vendor. And what that means to copywriters is that 2/3 of companies will want to go to your website and check you out before they talk to you. So if your website isn't there or doesn't exist, then you could be losing opportunities you never even knew you had. So you got to have a website. Now, for those web writers who already have a website, what I would suggest is that you create a separate section on your website devoted to B2B copywriting. That could be a separate page, a separate link on the nav bar, but make it separate. Separate it from the other type of copywriting you do. And here's why. B2B marketing managers, when they're checking out a copywriter, they want to know at a glance, when they look on your website, that you know how to handle business-to-business copywriting. Because B2B marketing managers consider business-to-business copywriting different. They consider it a specialty. They don't want someone who does mainly consumer work to do B2B. They want someone who really understands B2B. So make sure that is separate on your website and it stands out. So when a marketing manager looks at your website, they can see right away, this person does business-to-business copywriting. There's a separate section right on their website. Here it is on their navbar. That's what you want. And then finally, you need an effective way of contacting potential clients and introducing your services to them. And there are many, many different ways that you can do that. In fact, the copywriting program that I developed for AWAI last year, I'm going to talk about that later, I know, actually includes a model letter that you can use, either in email format or direct mail format, to help you introduce yourself to potential clients. But whatever technique you use, you need to have an effective way of contacting potential clients and introducing your services to them. What I often say to people going after the business-to-business market for the first time is this. I say, hey, there are probably clients out there now, dozens of clients out there now that have projects that will be perfect for you. And those B2B companies would hire you in a heartbeat if only they knew you existed. But they don't know you exist. So you have to have some way to introduce your services to these clients so they know you exist.
And do you think it would be beneficial for a web writer to have maybe two websites, one for their consumer stuff and one for the B2B specifically?
I would say it's not necessary, but recommended. I know several web writers, for example, who have two websites, one for their consumer work and one for their B2B work. I know one in particular I worked with last year who does a lot of work with nonprofits. So she has a separate website for her nonprofit copywriting work and a separate website for her B2B copywriting work because they're very different. So it's recommended. It's a better strategy, but it's not absolutely necessary. If you have a good website already, what I would suggest you do is first create a separate section on your website. That's probably the easiest thing to do,
right,
to make it loud and clear that you handle B2B copywriting projects. And then as the B2B side of your business grows, then consider separating it out into a separate website.
Okay. And so let's say I'm building my website now, you know, and I'm just starting out from scratch. I don't have any B2B writing samples. Does that matter? Am I going to be able to land clients without samples?
Well, if you have some web writing samples on the consumer side but you don't have on the B2B side, that's okay. That'll work well. It's not ideal, but it's something you can start with, something you can show. However, here's an idea that has worked well for many, many, many copywriters that I know in breaking into the B2B market. And here it is. Find a small local business. Maybe it's the local accounting firm that handles business accounts in your area. But find a small business-to-business company in your area and approach them and make them an offer. Say, listen, I'll write a marketing piece for you at no cost, and in return, I would like to have a sample of the completed piece, and if you like my work, a testimonial as well. And then do that work, and then you end up with a sample and a client testimonial. So it's worth doing that first project for free. I know a lot of copywriters who have used that technique to create that all-important first portfolio piece, and it has worked very well. It's probably the best technique I know.
Excellent. And so is it okay, so we talked about having the two different websites, is it okay to actually have clients in both? Can I write for consumer and write for B2B?
You certainly can. There's a lot of copywriters that do that. As long as you make it loud and clear on your site that you handle business-to-business copywriting assignments, that you know business-to-business, that you know the techniques and the formats and the style, as long as you are able to convince clients of that on your website, then you can write for both teams, as it were. You can write for both sides. You know, you may decide eventually as a web writer to specialize just in B2B simply because you like the repeat business, you like the loyal clients, you know, you like the rates, you like all the different things about writing for B2B, and you may not want to write for the consumer market anymore. But at least at the beginning, you can certainly write for both.
Okay, so you promised, I'd like to get back to, you know, the big promise of this call. You told us that you can make $1,250 a day as a web writer. How is that possible? Can you walk us through what are the steps to actually doing that?
Well, sure. Well, you know, first of all, we covered the rates that you can get for B2B copywriting projects, the going rates. Just based on those going rates alone, it's very easy to see how you can make very good money in this market and make $1,250 a day when you're writing copy for clients. But here are some other strategies for getting to that income level. Number one is get good at writing B2B copy. That's very important. Even if you know web writing basics, get good at writing B2B copy specifically. And here's why. Here's what you want to have happen. You want a company, a B2B company, to hire you for the first time. You want to be able to write their web page or email or product success story so well that they love your work and use you again and again and again, because like I said before, B2B clients tend to be so loyal that if you can really nail that first project and do a very, very good job on it, then they're going to give you all their business, right? So you really want to do a good job there, because it's the repeat business that really makes you money, right? One B2B client can give you thousands of dollars a month in business. So get good at writing B2B copy. Also, focus on those types of companies that produce a lot of written marketing communications. I mean, there are some companies in B2B a cement company, for example, that doesn't produce a lot of web copy. They might have a five-page website and a brochure, and that's it. There's some of those companies out there. So before you target a certain type of company, check out their website and get a sense of how much marketing they do. You want to focus on those B2B companies that do a lot of marketing and produce a lot of marketing pieces. I keep referring people to carscan.com simply because it's a good example. Just clicking on that a few pages on that website, and you see instantly, hey, this company produces a lot of marketing stuff. Those are the kind of companies you want to focus on. Also, as I said earlier, number three, get effective at introducing yourself to potential clients. And you can do that with a letter, with an email, through articles. There's different marketing techniques you can use, but find an effective way to introduce your services to potential clients. That's very important. And then finally, number four, and this relates to number one, do a good job on that first project, because it's that first project that'll win you the repeat business, and that's where you make your money. So do a good job in that first project once you land it with a client.
Excellent. So it does sound that like the first step that was really how to learn is really to learn how to write good B2B copy.
You're absolutely right. In fact, clients know this. Clients know that B2B copy is a bit different. It takes a different approach. The formats are a little bit different. And sometimes clients will kind of test you when they're talking to you on the phone. In a very subtle way, they'll say, hey, you know, we need a product description written for our website. Oh, by the way, Rebecca, what is your approach to writing an effective product description for a B2B product like ours? And you'll know, and they'll say that, and if you don't know what to say or if you don't have an intelligent answer to that question, then you're going to be flagged as someone who really doesn't understand B2B writing. And marketing managers will do this because they've been burned in the past. They've spoken to writers, and then they think they found a good writer, and the writer comes back with this hype-filled piece that really isn't B2B at all, and they don't want to waste their time. So that's the most important thing is to write good B2B copy. If you can learn how to write good B2B copy, and learn how to write that kind of copy effectively, then you can solve any other problem. You can find a way to get clients. You can find a way to build your business. All these other problems are easy to solve. But if you don't know how to write good B2B copy, then no matter what you do, you won't get anywhere.
And so I know from the feedback, I mean, I get emails every single week. I see all over the forum that your course is hands down just the best and fastest way to actually learn how to write B2B copy. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to talk about that for a second if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Would you just tell the Wealthy Webwriter members what exactly they'll learn in the course, what's included in the course?
Great. Well, the course is called Secrets of Writing High-Performance B2B Copy, and it's a course that is taught in audio format. So here's how it goes. You purchase the course, you get all the course materials, and the course is divided into 16 lessons, and each lesson, which is an audio recording and a workbook, takes you step-by-step through learning the different techniques and the styles and the formats of writing B2B copy for the web and also writing it for print as well. And by the time you go through all those 16 lessons, you will be at least at an intermediate to an advanced level as a B2B copywriter. In other words, you'll have the knowledge you need to write effective B2B copy and, most importantly, convince clients that you can write effective B2B copy. And the course is fairly quick. If you work at it on a week-by-week basis, you can get through it in as little as a month.
Wow, that's a big promise.
Yeah, and there's another aspect of the course as well, is there's this really meaty guide that's over 100 pages long called the B2B Writer's Handbook. And what it is a list of all the different projects that you can expect to write as a B2B copywriter. I think there's over 30 projects. And for each project, it gives you a real-world example of that. and tips on how to write it or the formula and formats on how to write it. For example, let's say a client says, we'd like you to write a case study. And you go, uh-oh, how do I write one of those? You simply go to the handbook, flip to the case study section. You'll see an actual example of a case study. You'll see the writing formula on how to write that case study, a list of tips on how to write that really, really well. So you're never in the dark. You can handle any project that comes your way with the handbook and the course, which makes it really effective.
That's huge, because even if you haven't had experience, let's say you have experience writing emails and you're working for a client, and that client turns around and says, okay, now I'd like you to do a case study. Oh, my gosh, you've never done one before. You can then go to that. It's almost like a reference guide. It's like having you as a consultant in their back pocket.
That's right. It's a reference guide. It's your handbook. It's the kind of thing you pull off the shelf or leave on your desk. That's exactly what it is.
And one of the things that I think you left out that I think is another huge benefit to this program is the forum. I've never seen a forum so well maintained. The fact that you're there, that they can ask you questions, they have such a strong community with each other. I'm blown away by the level of content available on that forum.
That's right. So when you register for the course, you get access, private access, to AWAI's B2B Copywriters Forum. And, it's a forum of people who are taking the course, who have completed the course. It's a forum of what I think is the best B2B copywriters around. And, we do a lot of stuff on that forum. We have a lot of great conversation. You can go on that forum and ask questions, and your colleagues can give you answers. I can give you answers. And also periodically, about once or twice a month, I'll also do a live Ask Steve session where I'll invite everybody onto a teleconference line for free, and I'll just answer any questions anybody has about projects they're working on or trying to get clients or whatever they're trying to accomplish. I'm just there to help once or twice a month for the Ask Steve session. So it's a great forum for many, many different reasons. Another reason why it's a good forum is that I get a lot of calls and emails from potential clients asking me or looking for B2B copywriters. They ask me, do you know a good B2B copywriter? And like I said to you earlier, I just got a call an hour ago from a company in Belgium looking for a B2B copywriter. And what I usually do in those cases, because I'm no longer able to take on any new clients, I'm booked up till the end of the year, I'll refer those clients to the B2B forum. So B2B forum members will often get an email from me saying, hey, here's a client who's looking for a B2B copywriter. Here's what he's looking for. Here's how to contact him or her. And, I'll send those leads to the forum members. And so far, and I did a survey on this recently, so far every single lead that I've sent to the forum has resulted in a new client for a forum member.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it's worked very well. And word is spreading slowly but surely in the B2B community about this Copywriters Forum. The guy in Belgium actually heard about it through someone else in North America who heard about it from someone else who hired one of our forum members. So it's there's a networking kind of thing happening there. People are finding out that there's this B2B forum with all these great B2B writers in it, and they want to tap that resource.
How cool. So the people who take your course is soon going to be the source for B2B copywriters.
Well, that's exactly what it's becoming. It's interesting because it's kind of becoming that on its own. We're not forcing that. It's growing organically that way. Just people are finding out about that great resource of B2B writers. If you want to get a great B2B writer, here's where you go.
Well, Steve, I mean, I've written about this before, and I've spoken to web writers before about this. If I were to leave AWI and be a full-time freelancer today, with my web writing background, the B2B market is the market that I would go into, hands down. And, I really want everyone on this call, I want you to consider, especially if you're just starting out, to consider this market. It's the easiest way for you to get into the marketplace, get clients. Like Steve was talking about, this is not hypey copy. So if that's a fear of yours, you can take that fear away. There are tons of clients who don't even know. All you have to do is know that you exist in order to actually hire you. And the loyalty of the clients. You're not going to have to worry about being pitted against another copywriter or your copy not doing well enough or not converting. It's not that kind of space. You just have to learn how to write the copy, And then you can be successful in this market. It's easy to break in. It's easy to hit that six figures, like Steve was saying, the surest road to six figures. And it's easy to be successful in a very stress-free working environment. This is the niche I would go into, and I highly, highly recommend that you give it a shot as well. So, Steve, if you don't mind, I mean, I know this isn't our campaign time. We did a campaign earlier this year where we gave a discount. But just because, you know, we've pumped everybody up, and I want them to actually have the best opportunity possible in this space, I'd like to go ahead and offer a discount exclusively for Wealthy WebWriter members, if that's okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw a number out there. You tell me if it's okay. I'd like to give them $150 off. Even though we normally do $100, since they have that web background and there's such a huge opportunity, I'd like to give them $150 off the program.
That's a huge discount. I think that might be the largest discount we've ever given.
That's why I like to do it on live phone calls, so that you will look bad if you say no.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fine with me. I think this is a great opportunity for web writers in particular, because if you have that dual specialty of web writing and B2B copywriting, I mean, you're going to be unbeatable.
It's a double threat. I love it.
It's a double threat, and it's a double specialty, and there isn't that many copywriters out there that have that, frankly. So it's a great opportunity for web writers.
Well, I'll go ahead and have Jacqueline put up a landing page for you all to take advantage of this offer. And so if you'll go to, let's say, www.thewriterslife.com/B2B copywriting, and I'll have the links both ways, both B, the number 2B copywriting, and B-T-O-B copywriting. So thewriterslife.com/B2B copywriting. If you go there, don't go anywhere else on the AWI website. Make sure you go there, because I'm going to hide this offer since we can't promote it to everybody. It's just for Wealthy WebWriter members. Or, of course, you can call member services, 866-879-2924. And whoever answers the phone, I'm going to send them an email right now, but just let them know that I said on this call live that you could have $150 off Steve Slonwhite's B2B business program. And that is the full name, Secrets of Writing High Performance B2B Copy. So if you ask them about that, and just say, Rebecca said, I can have this deal since I'm a Wealthy WebWriter member. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a very informative and valuable call. I am so pumped up about this opportunity for our web writers, and I just am grateful for your generosity.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today, and I'll be back in touch with you soon for our next series, our next call in the Wealthy Web Writer Teleconference series. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.